This episode of Intelligent Medicine brought to you by the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, which we look very much forward to, and I hope you do as well. It's an opportunity to get your questions answered. Send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Keep those questions coming. And we have some good ones for today. So, Layla, what's next?
We've got an email from Valerie. I've maintained a good vitamin D level for years, 60 to 65. So you can imagine how dismayed I was to open my email this morning and see this from Consumer Lab. High doses of vitamin D may lead to loss of bone mineral density in women, according to a recent study. I'm not a Consumer Lab member, so I'm hoping you could fill in the details.
It's a clickbait headline.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm looking at the original study. And what this is in the August 27 issue of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. And what they found is that compared to people who took moderate amounts of vitamin D, adults who took large amounts of vitamin D daily didn't see additional gains in bone density. And there was a slight trend towards worsening of bone density, but not, it wasn't really statistically significant as far as I can see. So the headline misrepresents the facts. It says that that vitamin D at high levels can...
High doses of vitamin D may lead to loss of bone mineral density.
Well, I would say, No. I would say not loss of bone mineral density.
Yeah.
It may not be as beneficial as moderate amounts.
And see what these headlines do? I mean, it's a mischaracterization of the study.
Yeah. So what they said is that there are people taking like 4,000 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, which may have other benefits. I mean, certainly it may have benefits in terms of autoimmune disease or if you have MS or psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Cancer, high blood pressure, weakened immunity. All kinds of things.
So there was a, there was even a suggestion that there might be some harm by reducing bone density. That's as far as they'll go. A suggestion. But then again, it was a relatively small study. It was 300 healthy adults. And, you know, so we know that vitamin D plays a role in helping bone density. Is there a point, you know, past, you know, 2,000 international units or 1,000 international units where you get diminishing returns. You don't get additional benefits. It's not the only game in town, bone density. And it's certainly not like, oh my goodness, the vitamin D is like wreaking havoc on your bone at those high doses. It's not about that. You had an idea about why that might be. It causes parathyroid hormone?
Yeah, it could cause hypercalcemia. If you're just taking the vitamin D alone, you want to make sure you're taking magnesium, vitamin K.
So companion nutrients. Because the vitamin K may be a synergy.
So when you're taking a lot of vitamin D, you want to make sure you're taking vitamin K as well.
So let's say, you know, Consumer Labs. I mean, Consumer Labs...
They're more pay to play.
...is, you know, they do have reliable information sometimes.
If you want to buy a dishwasher, I'll go.
We're not talking Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports is the worst on vitamins.
They're vitamins. Terrible. They're anti-vitamin.
And what's this CSPI, Center for Science and Public Health?
Alarmist.
They never met a vitamin that they liked.
No. I was even told of that by one of my college professors as an undergrad.
So this is
about
like,
CSPI.
It's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So But Consumer Labs is not per se anti-supplement. Mm-hmm. Their business model is they test supplements and they rate supplements.
Yeah.
But you say pay to play, and there is an element of...
You have to become a subscriber to join them and yes.
Help to underwrite their analysis of your product. Submit your product for analysis so that your product can be rated. Now, you can't submit your product for analysis and say, give us a good rating. If it's not good, they'll also note that. But if you want to strut your stuff, you put it out there. So there's an element of pay to play, but it's not like pay to lie. I think that they're truthful in their assessment. So they also, they have aroused the wrath of some supplement manufacturers because they feel that their testing methodology is not objective and fair.
And if Consumer Lab is going to have an article titled like this, it's still a mischaracterization. So I'm not a huge fan.
I take
Consumer Lab is not the first place I'm going to go
to look at. The most impartial arbiters of quality and excellence, although, you know, they do a pretty thorough job sometimes. So it's sometimes worth looking at their analyses.
Okay. Valerie, just to remind you that your vitamin D level of 60-65 is wonderful. Keep it there.
That's great.
Keep it there.
I mean, for so many other reasons. It's not, I don't think it's going to threaten your bone density.
No.
I mean, look, if this were the case, if it were the case that high-dose vitamin C was causing loss of bone density.
Vitamin D, I'm sorry.
Then we would not have all the wonderful successes we have.
That's right.
Because we dose women with osteoporosis pretty high, and yet we build bone density, we enhance bone density, but not just with the vitamin D, with also like all things like strontium and vitamin K, MK7, and boron, and iproflavone, and
DHEA,
austenol. Sometimes we use
whole complex of things. So take your vitamin D, Valerie. All right. Thank you for that very thoughtful email. We've got an email from Nate. Dear Dr. Hoffman, Dr. David Perlmutter, who we know as integrative neurologist down in Florida, advocates whole coffee fruit concentrate to boost BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and support cognitive function. When I look for supplements containing it, it's difficult to find anything. Nate, I don't know where you're looking, because as soon as I got your email forwarded to me, I duck-duck-goed it, and I found it all over the place, pretty much. But whole coffee fruit concentrate isn't the only game in town.
Some people don't know this, but duck-duck-go is a...
search engine.
It's sort of the alternative to Google, where they don't track you and they don't sell your information. And
you maintain your privacy.
And how's that going? I don't use it.
I've been using it for years.
Okay.
I've never had to go, oh no, I'm not getting enough information here, and go back to Google. No.
Don't you miss all the ads?
So, yeah. Listen.
When I'm on Google, I Google stuff, and then it's like I get so distracted. It's like, here's a bicycle helmet you might like, or here's some new...
the last thing you looked at.
Here's like a racing jacket for winter that you might like. And, it's like... or here's a new wetsuit you could get for your swimming exploits, So, I mean, that's a little bit of a drain on me as I kind of get...
Go to the ads.
My ADD kicks in.
Go to the ads. Right. Okay.
And I reinforce the algorithm because I click on those sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I try not to. I go, they're trying to pitch me. Let me go. Oh, I'll just go to that website. I won't click on the ad. I'll go to the... But, they know me pretty well. And I don't let anybody use my computer because, if I give it to like a female or something, it's like pretty soon I'm going to get like, your ads for whatever, bras or things like that.
Foundation garments. Hey, I wasn't looking at that.
I do sometimes some research on obesity, like it's a subject that is of interest to me. And then I get a flurry of ads for like oversized women's
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Or I look up diets and then I get like, you know, pitches for...
Big and tall men.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So this this whole coffee fruit concentrate isn't the only game in town.
Right.
It's all about BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And there are other very, very important nutrients like curcumin, like DHA.
Right.
And aerobic exercise. Aerobic exercise really
to build
boosts
BDNF.
BDNF. Right. Exactly.
I'm really a believer in that because to me, my stock and trade is not my, you know, it's not my looks. It's not my, you know, athletic ability. It's my brain. It's my intellect. It's my memory. It's my ability to, you know, in a sense,
and the retention,
purvey my knowledge.
Really. Yeah.
And so, you know, what's the best way to do it? Well, you could take a million brain enhancing supplements. We'll get to that because there's a question about it.
Yeah.
But exercise for me is an elixir to memory and brain. Now, there's a very interesting article that came up that shows that exercise causes memory consolidation.
Ah,
okay.
Nice.
Now, we've already had articles talk about how sleep is important for memory consolidation.
Oh,
if you learn something and then you sleep on it, your brain sort of rehearses it and embeds it. So you need that sleep. So this whole idea of pulling all-nighters and then showing up bleary-eyed for the test, no, better you should sleep the night before an exam.
Yeah.
But the implications of this study with exercise are that kids should, as part of their learning experience, should exercise because it actually helps to consolidate their memory.
PE class needs to come back.
Now, there was another interesting thing about that because they actually showed that the brain lighting up after exercise and, you know, how the memory centers of the brain were nourished and, you know, energetically enhanced. So they did a bunch of blood tests. And they said, what is this magic substance, the secret sauce that increases when you exercise? And it partially is BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. But another one was the endocannabinoids.
Oh!
The endocannabinoid system is kindled by exercise. It's also kindled by cold water immersion.
Oh!
You know, so like, you know, it lights up your brain with your endocannabinoids. Which leads me to think that maybe CBD has some brain benefits. Mm-hmm. Cannabidiol is a cannabinoid.
Wow.
And so, contrary to the Cheech and Chong image of marijuana, like, duh.
And they can't remember stuff.
Like, where'd I...
Because they're potheads.
Dude, where's my car?
Right.
You know? The CBD does not have that memory robbing effect and maybe memory enhancing.
Yeah.
But a way to generate your own cannabinoids is through exercise. And I mean, just like endorphins. Endorphins and endocannabinoids get increased by exercise.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to this coffee thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we tend to do this in America. It's like, you know, if chocolate has benefits, we give you cocoa pills.
Right.
You know? If wine has benefits, we give you resveratrol pills. You know, if green tea is beneficial, we give you EGCG extract.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like that. It's like we're going to take the essence of what's in coffee. What's wrong with drinking coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, unless the caffeine bothers you. But
some people are very sensitive to coffee. It's genetic. You know, they get jangled by it.
Yeah.
But, and I wonder if there's some benefit to decaf, because I drink a lot of Swiss water processed decaf, and I wonder if the beneficial compounds don't get extracted.
There's procyanidins. There's procyanidins in coffee.
Dark compounds.
Especially Coffea arabica. So the arabica bean.
Right.
And there was a study. The researchers gave a single 100 milligram dose of whole coffee fruit extract to a group of volunteers. They observed an 143% increase in blood values of BDNF. So that was interesting.
Okay.
But if you're drinking coffee, you're still getting the procyanidins, which are known to protect brain cells, and it can raise BDNF. So that's something. You know, when you're more alert with coffee, it alerts you to what you're learning, what you're reading, what you're doing, and I try
not to do caffeinated coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that sometimes for long bike rides, I take something that has about 40 milligrams of caffeine in it, just a little bit, and I'm not used to it, so it actually gives me a little bit more motivation to push
espresso
hard. Yeah, but like a cup of a really strong Starbucks is like 200 or 300 milligrams, and a 40, that would send me to the moon. But it's true. Good point, which to pause because I want to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share a vital message with you. Here goes.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine continuing free resource to you. And now back to our questions.
Okay, we've got one from Larry. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I use both ubiquinone and ubiquinol.
Hedging your bets, huh?
Yeah.
So this is CoQ10 and ubiquinol.
Yeah. No, ubiquinone and ubiquinol. Yeah, I suppose. CoQ10 and ubiquinol. I'm 5'10". I'm overweight. He's 226 pounds at 5'10".
Well, that's just because I'm 5'10 and I'm 162. So that's a considerable amount of overweight for a 5'10 frame.
Larry is also on a statin.
Okay.
What is the proper daily dosage that you'd recommend?
Well, it doesn't go so much by weight. It goes by height and frame.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that when you're dosing medication, you base it on height and the sex and age of the individual rather than on the weight of the individual. So the fat really doesn't participate too much.
Right. I would also base it on what his dosage of statin is.
That's true. If you're taking a very high dose
statin,
he may need like 200 or 300.
Yeah.
It's actually unclear because,
We also know that CoQ10 and ubiquinol are terrific for high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and the dose
they overcome the blockade that is created
by the statin.
It's hydroxymethylglutarate, the HMG CoA reductase, HMG CoA reductase inhibitors, and that interrupts the body's own synthesis of CoQ10 and ubiquinol. So that's the rationale for taking additional CoQ10 and ubiquinol.
Right.
So I would say, 200 or 300 of ubiquinol, I think, is more effective. So you get away with like 200 of ubiquinol and maybe 300 of CoQ10.
Right. And for different conditions, the dose would also vary. For example, Parkinson's disease.
Well, we want astronomical doses.
And we would use both, even CoQ10 and the ubiquinol.
Right.
And equaling as much as 1,000, 1,200 milligrams in combination.
Some studies even with 2,400 milligrams, so that gets pretty pricey.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Because it's already expensive.
Right.
If you have bleeding gums, CoQ10 is helpful.
Yep.
It is helpful in periodontal disease. It's not the only game in town for that, but is helpful nonetheless.
If you can get some of that weight off with a low-carb diet, that would be beneficial for cardiovascular.
Exactly. And then maybe you'll be able to get off that statin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be a good thing. So there you go, Larry. Thank you for that question.
All right.
Let's see here. This is from Chris. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I listen to you faithfully and respect your opinion. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on taking Prevagen for memory. I see the commercials on television, and I wonder if it's something I should be taking. I always try to eat fresh fruits and vegetables and limit sugar, white flour, white potatoes, and red meat. Thank you for your time.
Don't bother about the red meat.
Eat your red meat. Make sure it's grass-fed. You can eat it. It's fine. It's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say...
Prevagen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Prevagen, here's the thing.
It's from jellyfish,
It's
right?
from jellyfish, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's protein from jellyfish.
Right. And so there's some... It's kind of sketchy, small animal and a few small human studies that show that it improves memory. Mm-hmm. But I've looked at those studies and I don't think they're very good.
Yeah.
One thing that is, I think Prevagen's an example of something where the marketing far exceeds the research.
Yeah.
And suggests to me that, you know, when a company invests that much in marketing, it kind of speaks a little bit to the quality of the product. What is the raw material cost, and do they have an advertising budget that is in the multi-millions of dollars? And they do. To my amazement, and I don't usually do this, I was watching Jeopardy the other night, don't usually watch Jeopardy, but I found the questions, you know, interesting and pretty challenging. It's a pretty brainy program.
I'll take nutrition, Alex, for $1,200.
Oh, you'll yeah, but like, what about, capitals of countries in Eastern Europe.
Right.
There are some categories that are, and there are true savants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, actually brilliant. And they not only do they have a lot of esoteric knowledge about, you know, factoids, but they also have a lot of pop culture knowledge. So they know songs, they know movies, they know, you know, and these are the kind of people who excel on Jeopardy. And they're, they're pretty interesting people.
Yeah.
True. So, you know, and I try to shout out the answer before the contestants do. But anyway, their sponsor was Prevagen. So what a great placement.
Yeah.
Because it truly is a memory and it's show. And also, Jeopardy's one of those shows that's watched by a lot of older people.
True.
Because, you know, it's on at a certain time of day when...
7:30 p.m. or so,
young
right.
people are out and about and not watching network TV. Mm-hmm. And Jeopardy's been on for decades.
Yeah.
And the host is, what's his name? Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Right.
Pat Sajak is Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Yep, yep.
You can tell I've watched a lot of game shows.
Right. And so these guys are, you know, real legacy broadcasters. Prevagen is the sponsor. You know,
interesting.
So,
so there's something to the jellyfish protein.
Is there?
I don't know. I remember being stung by jellyfish in Great Peconic Bay lots when I was a kid. Lots. Yeah, but August.
Wouldn't you think jellyfish would be smarter if it really worked for them?
Yeah, you would think. Well,
what's the IQ of a jellyfish? Probably not that high. Well, I don't know. You can't really say.
But I have to say to Chris, I'm not sure that Prevagen would be on the top of my list when it comes to memory.
Well, let's talk about some things.
DHA, curcumin.
DHA, docosahexaenoic acid from fish oil.
From fish oil.
More that works more for brain than EPA.
Yeah.
The DHA is more important for brain.
Sleep, as you were saying, just in the previous question. Sure. It's not all about the coffee bean extract thing, but these
relaxation and focus. I like theanine for that because...
Oh, theanine is great.
Yep, theanine.
Relax and focus.
It's kind of a focus factor. Mm-hmm. Speaking of focus factor, the main ingredient in that is with a B.
Bacopa.
Bacopa, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There goes my memory. Bacopa is...
You didn't take your Prevagen.
Right. Is ginkgo biloba helpful for people without vascular compromise? I think it's more for people who have vascular issues with circulation. I'm not sure if you can claim that
In and of itself
ginkgo,
for memory.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of these in the context of, like, what do they do to rev the debate contestants up, you know, because, you know, kind of a humorous
phosphatidylserine.
A humorous poke at Joe Biden. Trump has said, you know, he needs to be drug tested. You know, so it'd be interesting to see what.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's on some of these natural
Right.
Brain enhanced. Then there's nootropics.
I was just reading about the nootropics. I thought it was nootropic.
Right.
Nootropics, but I think Bacopa is one of them. It's Huperzine.
Piracetam.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
And I believe some Ayurvedic herbs are included in there, which I'm not on top of.
Right.
But, beneficial stuff.
But, you know, will those really, short-term improve people's performance in the debate or in their ability to recall? Could a cup of coffee help?
Oh, sure. A little alertness, a little phosphatidylserine, a little carnitine. Mm-hmm. Off you go to that debate or
right.
that.
Either that or you could get like hyper and nervous because one of the things that gets people stage fright is when they perceive the pounding of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're caffeine sensitive, then they're going to get that cascade of anxiety that occurs. And the anxiety absolutely kills performance.
Absolutely. I can't imagine anybody with stage fright wanting a cup of coffee.
Right.
They would want a shot of tequila.
No, especially if you're not used to it. Yes.
Right.
If you're not used to it,
yes.
It's like, I'm going to go for this debate. I'm going to drink like a double Starbucks.
You'll just be asking them to repeat the question because of the ADD you just self-inflicted.
Yeah.
From all that caffeine.
Yeah.
This is how you know you've had too much coffee in the morning. When you're reading the paper or you're reading a book or something that you need to do and read, and you're reading the same sentence or paragraph over and over, you know you've hit your limit on caffeine.
Stop. Right.
Okay, stop. Because I love the taste of coffee, but for me, it's a morning beverage. It's not this all day long thing like you do. My husband does too. It's like an appendage, the coffee. But for me, it's a breakfast thing and then I'm done. But I know I've gone a little too far if I'm...
There's some suggestion that they're using some form of doping on Joe Biden to get him to be cognitively, intact. But, the way that works, it could work in reverse, is, because I recall during college, and we do all kinds of insane things, and we pull all-nighters, and we got a hold of, like, speed.
Sure.
And we thought, this is the formula. We can study all night and focus and, like, it just, like sponges, like, take all this information. And then, and what ended up happening is, I didn't do it very much because I didn't like it. But some of my roommates really went into that. And what would happen is they would end up, they would take their exam, they'd come back, and they'd still be, like, coming down off the speed.
Yeah.
And they would, like, engage in the most ludicrous conversations, making absolutely no sense about astrophysics and time travel. And, and it would be like,
fun.
Stop already, go to sleep. But to themselves, they had the illusion that they were making these great connections when their brains were misfiring.
Ah.
And so there would be the danger of putting a debate contestant on something where he would not have a realistic sense of whether what he was spouting was making any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there.
I think
when you were saying speed, I was thinking Dexatrim.
The best thing for recall and public speaking is relaxation.
Yes.
If you can feel like in the zone.
You have to have adequate sleep. Otherwise, your hippocampus will shrink.
And rehearsed lines don't work.
No.
The best mnemonic device is the truth.
It has to be organic knowledge. It's not something you memorize and are spitting back out.
Truth and conviction.
Yes.
Truth and conviction really will emblazon your statements with authenticity and impact.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's got to come from the heart.
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about all that we have to say. And, this weekend, there are going to be a lot of postmortems on the debate. So we won't get into that.
Pop some popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, what's your substitute for popcorn? You don't need a lot of carbs.
Oh, no, I don't, but I will pop organic kernels with some coconut oil or something. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of popcorn. I'm not a snacker. I don't.
No drinking games when like a certain phrase is mentioned, you know, do a shot.
Oh, no. Oh, that could be fun. we don't have patients tomorrow, right?
Get the tequila out.
Get the tequila out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all.
That's funny.
We're talking, as we record this, the debate is ahead of us.
Is ahead of us. Yeah. We haven't seen it yet.
So for many of you, by the time you hear this, it will have transpired.
Exactly.
And it will be part of history.
Right. Then we'll see if these comments are relevant at all.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with Layla Mutin. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. Remember, the destination for questions is radioprogram@AOL.com. Send your questions. We'll answer them on our next edition of Q&A. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.